why is it that we're so afraid to talk on the train? I'm sitting in a probably 90% empty carriage on a stopping service from Waterloo round to Teddington, and from there back round to Waterloo again. I'll be getting off at Richmond. There's plenty of clunkety noise coming from outside. Some of the plastic linings, fittings of the carriage are creaking a bit. There'll probably be a noisy announcement in a second. Yet, none of the people in the carriage seem to be talking. I feel strangely self-conscious talking to you here. Of course, as far as anybody else in the carriage knows, I'm talking on the phone. Were it not that I'm holding the phone in a slightly furtive way and pushing the microphone right up to my lips so that I can whisper to you rather than bellow my narrative for all to hear. I'm not sure that I would experience this kind of quiet on a train in all parts of the country. Dare I say that in more northerly parts, were there two people sitting at one end of a carriage, they would probably talk to each other.
The next station is Vauxhall. Please mind the gap between the train and the platform edge.
And they certainly wouldn't be afraid to talk on their phone. But somehow in London we're scared to talk. And as the sound of the train gets quieter, I feel forced to lower my voice so as not to be too obvious. Is it about being obvious, so is it about not disturbing other people? Or is it about simply being embarrassed to talk in public, to be heard in public, to appear to be rude, perhaps, or simply to share one's business with other people? Is it just that we're more private people somehow? I said at the start, this is a fairly quiet train. You've heard a few more people get on at Vauxhall there. But the same, of course, is true on the tube at peak times, when a train can be absolutely rammed with people, each of them looking into the far distance at a tiny spot on the wall for fear of accidentally looking at somebody else, or reading from their phones or tablets or Kindles, or even the newspaper, some of them, probably the ones with seats, but still pressed up right against each other to the point where probably not just smelling the deodorant on the next person, then probably catching some of it on their own clothing. And yet nobody speaks. You can hear a pin drop, at least when the train is sitting at a station and not screaming through a tunnel. And then somewhere along the line, tourists will get on, chattering, and the thoughts of everyone else in the carriage will turn to that. Everybody's focus will be drawn to them, and whilst nobody will actually say anything, everybody will be taught under their breath, chastising them for daring to speak, hoping that they'd get off at the next stop and stop bothering everybody. Funny world we live in, isn't it?
The next station is Queenstown Road. Please mind the step down from the the train to the platform.
I've got to get quiet again because we're stopping at the next stop, and I don't want anybody to think I'm mad talking to myself here. Of course. I'll leave you with the very silent sounds of this train stopping at Queenstown Road, Battersea, in London. Thanks for listening.
This is Queenstown Road. This train is for Teddington via Richmond. The next station is Stepping Junction.